Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hi, Martin. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott. I'd like to introduce a guest of mine, friend of mine, even though we have known one another only for a short while, but I know if we're not friends yet, we're going to be great friends, because Matt and I spent a little while talking together, and I already know that we both share this passion for helping the people and helping the planet. So I want to introduce Matt Bakos from the new company that Life Enthusiast is going to introduce, and it's called Agia Water.
Hello, hey, how's
welcome
you doing?
To the show.
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Good.
So, is there any specific questions you guys want me to address concerning these new product and the minerals that we're introducing to the world?
Well, first of all, Matt, I'd like to ask you a question. Why is it that we even need to introduce minerals to the world? I mean, there are rocks everywhere.
First of all, that's a good question. The main thing is we are minerals. We're a colloid mineral, suspended colloid mineral system with a liquid salt fluid that runs through us, electrically charged. So to have the proper mineral complex within us is one of the most important things for our bodies as far as having tools to make our body function most efficiently.
So this kind of says the same thing I was saying earlier to our listeners, that the quality of the electrolyte will dictate the quality of your life.
Yeah, and electrolyte is the key, because when you say electrolyte, you're saying electric. The body is an electrical system. It communicates with electrical things, and that's why there's a big push right now on the market for a raw food diet. The biggest reason for that, most people go alkaline and try to talk about alkaline and these things, where a lot of them are just missing the point. We have electricity. We have a vegetable or fruit which is acidic and electric, and a mineral system that's within this plant along surrounded by nutrients. So the key is the mineral, because the mineral actually is like the magnet that keeps all the nutrients, keeps all the things in order. It's the communication device. To give a quick example of that, All computer systems run off of crystals. Most people don't know this. Radio systems, when they came out in the 40s, were called crystal sets. Computers were called, have a silicon pad on them in the motherboard. That's what allows all the information to transfer. So this mineral is the key, because it holds the information and the energy that allows our body to communicate with it. And when it's electric or liquefied in electric state, it's most absorbable and most has the best communication availability to it. Our body can send it wherever it needs to go. And that's more the key, electrolyte being the key, because it's fluid and it can travel right through the bone marrow.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm well aware of it. The signaling in your body for every contraction of a muscle, a calcium ion has to be present. For every relaxation of a muscle, a magnesium ion has to be present. For every exchange of energy, your sodium and potassium pump has to be activated. It has to be able to execute these transactions.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things I think is lost in understanding that is every mineral on the periodic table, when you're talking about nature and natural formations, whether in humans, plants, rocks, or anything on Earth that has that type of information, because it isn't a matrix, it is a matrix. And so in order for your body to completely be able to communicate with all of the minerals properly, there has to be a matrix. And that's where the information has all been lost, because they've been isolating everything, taking things out of its natural compound form, and trying to add this and add that. That's why raw food dieters are having the best success when it comes to health and energy.
So you're saying that this method that the pharmaceutical industry has adopted, where they try to isolate everything down to the single component and treat a single problem with it, is just completely backwards?
Yeah, and I would like that. It's not the pharmaceutical companies that created. The pharmaceutical companies are just following suit. More than anything, it's the top echelon of science. We're talking about the Royal Society and groups like that that rule the world of science. They've basically got the idea or theory that man has better capabilities of creation than nature does. And that's where I think we went backwards versus just following the path that always was already there before man decided to change it, like managing wildlife.
Oh, by shooting the wolves or poisoning the rabbits?
Or whatever. Yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, there's that's everywhere. I mean, I can go into some of the stuff I did when I was younger with the buffaloes in Yellowstone, Montana, West Yellowstone, Montana. But, you know, it's everywhere, and we can't manage nature. That's the problem. We can manage ourselves, but we can't manage nature.
Yeah.
Because when we do, we find that, look how much retracking they had to do just with the wolves. I mean, just talking about the wolves, they went from no wolves to reintroducing them to now they don't know what to do. So it's
right.
just, it doesn't work
I
when
guess,
you do
I
that. So the idea is keep nature intact, let nature be the guideline principle for our decisions when it comes to health, when it comes to living, and then take what the best things that we know we need and go by our basic instinct of do we feel good, do we feel healthy, do we have energy, are the problems that we're experiencing gone, versus, you know, just blindly taking something just so that for the sake of what someone says in a lab coat or things like that.
Yeah, it comes back to the holistic cellular terrain management versus chasing the symptoms. Yeah?
Exactly. Absolutely. It's the entire body, the whole mechanism, just like nature.
Yeah.
It's like the water problem. Now you have an imbalance in water worldwide, and that's causing major havoc worldwide. So we don't even know the detrimental effects that we created 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago that we're experiencing now and will experience closer and closer as we come further down the road. It's going to get escalated. It's a cumulative effect.
Yeah. Well, let's describe some of the problems that people get into when they have mineral deficiencies.
Well, one of the biggest problems we have is people taking calcium pills, you know, isolated minerals, or colloidal minerals, things that your body can't possibly digest in 1,000 years. This is the misconception, I think, when a scientist explained what a mineral is, that what I always tell people, is this mineral good for me? I say, well, what form is it in? Where did it come from? You know, what form and where did it come from? And that's the first questions you should ask. When you look at a bottle of minerals, if you look at a bottle of minerals and it says magnesium, calcium, iron, and you don't know where it came from, and it's just a pill that says mineral complex, most of them created in labs, but if you don't know that it came from a plant or a root or a tree or in its whole form, you shouldn't take it. You should stay away from it. This is only going to do more harm than good. In fact, most people don't even realize this. You look up the definition in the Webster's Dictionary. So I want people to do that for themselves because you have to look at what these things mean. Colloidal mineral says right in the definition, too large to pass through cell membrane. Now, anybody in chemistry or science or microscopy will tell you that the most effective form of minerals pass through the cell. If water cannot get into the cell, then you are dehydrating, you retain. That's where women have migraine, headaches, swollen ankles, water retention, bloating during menstruation, men having swollen prostates and everything else out of whack. For men have more problems than women in most cases, but they're just too numb in most cases to feel it or they don't care. Women are a lot more sensitive than men from what I've found. That's my personal opinion. But as far as the minerals, people are just out of control buying the next best thing, buying the next best juice, buying the next best thing in a bottle. The reality is, we need something that's whole, that's like you refer to electrolyte, electrolytic, something that has a charge, a positive electric charge, and that can assimilate in our body from a natural state versus trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. You can't do it.
So you're saying that if I, for instance, think I have osteoporosis and I try to fix it by eating some ground-up dolomite rocks or calcium carbonate, or chalk, or whatever the mineral is that my pharmaceutical company is offering me, it's just not going to work for me?
Well, and that all depends on exactly what kind of process you're putting those through, but if you're just eating them raw, you're not going to have any success. And the biggest problem is you might actually, like I said before, do more harm than good in most cases. And that's because when you put complexes like that within your system, you can't possibly digest those things. In fact, when we decided to extract minerals from stones, we had to do the same thing nature uses. A volcano uses sulfuric acid at high temperatures. That's how you get the result of volcanic ash, liquid magma, that actually purify the water. And you've seen, just from where you're at with Mount St. Helens in your area, that when you see Mount St. Helens go off 2 years later, you didn't see things get worse. You saw them get better. And that's due to the pre-digested minerals that are thrown back on the earth. So the reality is, when you eat a stone or something that's in its rock form, that's not how a plant would give it to you. That's not how something in nature would give it to you in your water. That would have to be dissolved first. That's what plants do best. They dissolve minerals.
Yeah, well, as I understand it, plant roots with the presence of microbes with fulvic acid and humic acid are able to dissolve these minerals down into the ionic states so that the roots are able to take it up and bring it up and so on, right?
Yes, and that's why we're having such a big problem, because of the unconventional, I call it the unconventional farming, the unnatural farming has destroyed those microbes. And there's where we run into the mineral deficiency problems. And now they've genetically modified everything, so now they can have a plant that looks like it's good, but it's not. So it has prions and who knows what else in there. That's a whole other topic. But yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay, so the question I asked you is, so if a person is not ingesting the minerals because, for instance, they're eating the food that's grown in soils that have lost their original mineral content, what sort of problems are they going to run into?
And that's linked to every mineral has a deficiency syndrome, which basically is what you would call a symptom. And so what we look at is we look at all the different things like copper, anemia, gray splitted hairs, pale skin, circulatory functions, and that's just to name copper. When you get into the other minerals, there's a whole new set of symptoms that you face. And when you look at certain minerals, like there's copper, magnesium, and there's a few others that are all linked to these specific illnesses, let you know that, hey, those minerals are communicating to take care of that problem. So minerals, obviously, in their whole state, will communicate properly and give that information to the person. And from what I've researched myself, as far as looking at other doctors' works and other scientists, from what I found is trace minerals, the reason why they're so effective in a liquid electric state is because they vibrate at the same vibration the gene does, which is 10,000 vibrations per second. Now, the reality is most people that have problems blame it on their bad genes. The reality is when you really want to talk about genetic problems, we go back to mineral deficiency problems. And you can use a perfect example as someone from the Great Depression didn't get their food because there was no food really available other than potatoes, and they were lacking all these minerals. What are they going to pass down to their children? A mineral deficiency. Now it becomes a genetic disposition. So this doctor, his name is Hisataki Nojima, has studied it for over 15 years in Japan, has ameliorated over 4,500 stage 4 cancer patients just using minerals. In some cases, the patient was too scared to just use the minerals, so they would use it in conjunction with chemotherapy or radiation techniques. And the main thing they found that even during, like, chemotherapy, when it destroys your cells, the minerals in the ionic form are actually rebuilding the cells. So at the same time you're killing yourself, you're rebirthing yourself, or what they call using yourself again. And so that's something that people have not connected to, because most people don't understand what's going on the inside. They just look at it, well, if I see it, I believe it, and that's the problem. So, but yes, to answer your question, the main thing is the minerals, if you're deficient and you're lacking one mineral, more than likely you're lacking more than just that one. And each mineral, like I said, has its own symptoms attached to it.
Right. Well, I mean, we have done a lot of work, for instance, with magnesium, and we know that there's a lot to do between magnesium and a whole bunch of illnesses. especially, for instance, heart angina or kidney problems or bone problems, or inflammatory response, for instance, for that, right? Or, I mean, I could go quite technical and start discussing each and every element, but that's really not what I wanted to get into. My understanding, as I'd like to portray it to people, is if you're eating food that is mineral deficient, your body's going to run in a deficient manner. Is that correct?
Absolutely, because minerals, here's the main reason why minerals are so effective in the body, because minerals' two main functions, deliver nutrients into the cells and deliver toxins out of the body. So the main thing people don't realize is the minerals function, first of all. So if you're deficient in minerals to begin with, of course, you're not going to be able to get all the nutrients into your cells that your body needs.
Okay. Well, I have a question from a different direction for you. So how do you know all of this?
What's that?
How do you know all of this? What have you studied? Well, what have you read?
What I did was What's that?
How did you get to understanding what you understand?
Main thing is, I think, was becoming mineral efficient. I started drinking this mineral water that I got from Japan. I had a mineral concentrate. It was a liquid solution. I started adding it to my water. The first thing I noticed, my wife was breastfeeding. She was sick. We were 6 months into our first child. And before she started drinking this water, my daughter cried every day. Most people would call it colic. My wife's breast would hurt so bad from the lactation that she couldn't bear it at most times. It was like she'd just sit there and grunt in pain for a while. What I noticed was the minerals immediately stopped that. The next day, no more pain. My daughter stopped crying, and ever happily ever after, obviously, is a story. But the reality is when I started to consume these minerals, especially in water, liquid fluid, obviously when people drink a lot of water, that's one of the number one cause of illness is dehydration. But minerals are what balance. If you read any water book, I don't care. You look at Victor Schauberger, you look at Batman Galish, you look at all these major water experts, they're all going to refer to the mineral water balance, mineral in the water balance together. And so that's the key. So that's what I was doing. The first thing I noticed is my thoughts became clear, my colon emptied out, and all of a sudden things were just absorbing in like it was magic. Like you don't have to think. You don't have to try to remember things or try to, you know, be fluid in your conversations or your thoughts. It just comes to you automatically. So I think the first step was obviously for me to consume the minerals. And then I had an affinity for the knowledge. I started researching all the major water experts. Anybody that would give me information that was validated and true, I would absorb it. And it was like I became the dictionary. I became the encyclopedia. So that would be the reason why I first began to obtain the knowledge, and the rest of it would be through my studies and researching of water experts, mineral experts, and, you know, looking for the congruencies. I always refer to the universal parallels, the congruencies, things that always fit no matter how you say it or do it. If there's a question or it doesn't work, if it's not scientifically accurate, so to speak, or if it's not naturally accurate, then it doesn't fit. And so that's what I look for more than anything when I'm looking for information.
So I guess you could call yourself an expert now, huh?
Well, no. I you know what? Some people might call me an expert. I just say I'm me, and that's all I am. And, you know, I try to help people. I think my main thing is when I realize how fast this works. I've seen it time and time again. I mean, I've seen it with Dr. Linda Hagstrand, she's an MD, PhD. She studied at Yale. I mean, she's literally as credible as it gets. When I saw her under a live microscope with three stage four cancer patients back to back to back and saw the results, I mean, there you go. I mean, you have to see it to believe it. Well, I've seen it. And, you know, so that's where I get this passion to really share this with people. It's not like you want to tell them it cures everything. It is a life-changing experience as far as lifestyle and direction that you take. You can't just want to be unconscious, and that's, I think, the problem most people are having. They don't want to bother with the internal knowledge. They want to just focus on paying their bills and going to 9-to-5 job and just getting work done and maybe have time for their kids if their kids aren't giving them headaches. and they're fatigued, they can't sleep properly, they don't eat properly. And so first you have to want to change all of that. And I believe when you're mineral efficient and you're drinking the right water, that that comes naturally. That'll come in time, and you just have to be patient with yourself.
Great. So this is the first part of our interview with Matt Bacos. And we'll be introducing these products over the next two segments. But for now, thank you, folks, for listening. This is the Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Watch for the next week, where we explain to you exactly what these minerals can do. In